Old Sork made Lana hold still whilst she inspected his facial scar.
A lucky beast is what ye are. 'Tis healing better than I hoped. So what are you looking so miserable about, eh?
The big badger shrugged.
Every day that I sit here, Ragabol and his crew get further away. Soon there'll be no trace of them to follow.
Abrook refilled his beaker with cider.
Never fear, Lana. A sea rat like Ragabol always leaves a trail. A path of murder and destruction that any beast with half an eye could follow. I've been watching you since you've been up and about. I know you're impatient to be gone from here. Well, summer's almost in. The time will soon be ripe.
Lana stared into the flames as he replied.
Ragabol and his crew won't live to see the leaves turn gold this autumn. I leave tomorrow.
Sure Dog helped himself to more cider, peering curiously at the big badger.
Then we'll go with you, Lana. Us and a dozen of our best fighters. Even a warrior as big as yourself will need help with Ball and his crew.
The badger shook his huge scarred head.
I'm grateful, friend, but this is a thing I must do alone. You stay here and care for your families. There will be a hard time ahead for me. Ragabol knows I am coming.
Abrook replenished the fire with driftwood and sea coal.
He probably thinks you're dead, mate. How could he know you're coming after him?
Lana never took his eyes from the flames as he explained.
I never knew my mother and father. Grown, the wise old badger you buried, was the one who reared me. Not only did he teach me all the skills of a bull beast, but also many other things. When I was very small, Grown told me that I was gifted with something few other badgers possess. He said that I was born with the power of a seer. Old Grawn used to question me a lot. One day he said to me, "You have the keenest eyes of any bull beast I have known, but you also have another eye inside your mind. You can see things the rest of us cannot, strange things that would shape your destiny." It has always been so with me. Even when I was lying wounded in the cave, I could see Ragabol. I can stare into this fire and see his face. Believe me, he knows I am coming. I want him to know, to fear me. He is evil and must die.
Sure Dog felt the fear on the nape of his neck begin to prickle.
But if you're a seer, you must have known Grawn was going to die, didn't ye?
Lana's eyes left the flames momentarily.
Aye. I knew the old beast had not long to go, but I didn't know the manner of his death. Grawn was old and very ill. He wished to end his days at the Badger Mountain of Salamandastron. I was taking him there, and I knew my own fate was also linked to the mountain.
Abrook leaned forward.
Do you know where this mountain is?
Lana turned back to contemplating the fire.
I have never been there, but I feel I'm guided to it by my mind's eye. It is far to the west on the shores of the great sea. When my business with the sea rats is done, that is where I'll go. I will not return to this place again. That is why I must travel alone.
As they sat silently by the fire, Marinu came and lifted the sleeping Stug from Lana's lap. All the other otters had retired for the night. Only the three of them, Lana, Abrook and Sure Dog, remained. Sure Dog broke the silence.
Garfo Truck! Easy answer!
Abrook nodded vigorously.
Right, mate. Good old Garfo.
Lana stared from one to the other.
What are you talking about? Who's Garfo Truck?
Sure Dog rose and picked up his warm cape.
Skipper of the Northeast River Dogs, that's who Garfo is. He runs a riverboat. Garfo will take you westward along the waterways. That should save time and strain on that back of yours, Lana. You'll pick up Ragabol's trail in half the time you take limping along step by step.
Sure Dog hurried from the halt, calling back to Abrook.
I'll be back with Garfo by midday. Tell the cooks to pack plenty of victuals, especially nut bread.
Abrook nudged Lana cheerfully.
You're light, old Garfo. That otter knows waterways like the back of his rudder.
Happy but puzzled, Lana smiled at the sea otter.
I'm sure I will. But what's all this about victuals and nut bread? I eat only lightly when I'm travelling.
Abrook stood up and stretched.
You may do, Lana, A Garfo Trog ain't a beast that's ever stinted itself when it comes to victuals, particularly not bread. Why, that old dog'd go to Hell Gates for a loaf. Now get yourself off and rest. You have a big day tomorrow.
After Abrook had gone, Lorna stretched out by the fire, intending to sleep there for the remainder of the night. Before he closed his eyes, he spent several minutes intensely concentrating on the red embers, repeating mentally,
"Rest not too deeply, Ragabal. Know that I am coming for you. As surely as night follows day, I am coming."
Ragabal and his crew were sleeping. They had made it out of the hills and moorlands into the first fringes of heavy forest. A spark from the campfire touched Ferron's nose, startling him awake. The gaunt rat sat bolt upright, rubbing at the stinging spot. He saw Ragabal sit up as well, waving his silver hook and mumbling as he tried to come fully awake.
"Go away. You dead. Get away from me. Do you hear?"
The sea rat captain caught Ferron looking strangely at him across the fire.
"Who you gulping at, long face, eh?"
Ferron knew better than to answer back. Instead, he lay back down and closed his eyes. All the crew had been saying the same thing. Lately, Captain Bol was acting very strange.